Volker broke into a wolfish grin.
Good! Let him come!
Like flies to honey. He clicked the communicator shut and jammed it back into his pocket.
Your boy's bringing fresh meat to the table, Pauline.
She knew what he meant, but she asked anyway. You're going to take that ship?
Why not? Only two people aboard her. They can disappear, and we can bring her in for salvage. Get a good price for her, I'm betting.
But no buts, Volker said, silencing her with a finger on her lips.
This is business.
He slid the compartment's door all the way open, saw her oversized bed neatly made against the far bulkhead of the compartment.
But pleasure before business, Volker said, ushering Pauline into her own compartment. We have 30 hours. Plenty of time to get to know each other.
Cargo ship Pleiades, bridge. The message electrified Victor. Attention, Syracuse. This is Hunter. We've heard your message and are coming to your assistance. Estimated time of arrival at your position, 30 hours. Please confirm.
Syracuse, he shouted. They're talking to Syracuse, my ship. Pauline and the children.
He banged his comm key. Hunter, this is Pleiades. Can you give me a navigational fix for Syracuse? My wife and children are aboard her. Several minutes dragged by. At last his comm screen lit up to show the bizarre image of a man whose face was half flesh, half finely etched metal. A gaunt, aged woman sat beside him. The cyborg spoke in a deep, slow baritone.
Pleiades, you are listed as a stolen ship. Are you Victor Zacharias?
Yes, yes, he answered impatiently. I took this ship to search for my family. Please give me a nav fix so I can go to them.
Neither the cyborg nor the old woman responded. They merely sat there like mute sculptures, staring at him.
Dorn froze the image of Victor Zacharias's fiercely bearded face on the comm screen and turned to Alverda. What should we do? He asked.
He says he took the ship to search for his family. If they're aboard Syracuse...
She realized that she wasn't certain which course of action they should take. I could call Ceres to verify his story, Dorn suggested. Elverda shook her head, pointing to the registration data for Pleiades that had automatically come up on their comm screen once the computer recognized the caller's name. She said, Ceres will give us the same information that the computer files have. The message light was blinking frantically.
He's trying to talk to us, Elverda said.
Dorn tapped the comm keyboard. Victor Zacharias' bearded face suddenly became animated.
Hunter, he said urgently, I'm trying to find my family, my wife and two children.
Reluctantly, Dorn responded, I'm afraid you're listed as an outlaw. Ceres claims that I stole this ship. Victor interrupted impatiently. It's true, I did steal it, to find my family. Alverda punched up the computer's file on Syracuse and touched Dorn's shoulder to get him to glance at the secondary screen. Missing since the Chrysalis slaughter. Four people aboard. All members of the Zacharias family.
He's telling the truth, Alverda said.
Then, to Victor's image on the main screen,
Mr. Zacharias... We don't want to be in the position of abetting a criminal. Let us go to Syracuse while you go back to Ceres and turn yourself in.
Turn myself in? Victor echoed silently. No, he roared. I want to get to my wife, my children.
It was impossible to read an expression on the half-metal face of the cyborg, but the woman looked troubled, concerned.
Listen, Victor said, toning down his fervor a little. I'll go back to Ceres and turn myself in after I see my family. I want to know that they're all right.
Their message said they need assistance, the woman said. They've been drifting through the belt for more than 3 years, Victor pleaded. Of course they need assistance. We've got to help them.
The cyborg started to say, the lawful thing to do.
Don't talk to me about legalities, Victor insisted. My family needs help. They could be dying while we're here arguing.
As unperturbed as a mountain of granite, the cyborg continued. The lawful thing to do is for you to return to the authorities at Ceres while we go to your family's rescue.
No, Victor shouted. No! I've got to go to them. I've got to!
We'll take care of them, the cyborg said, implacable. You'll see them when we bring them back to Ceres.
No! Victor bellowed again.
But his screen went blank.
The bastards cut me off, Victor groaned.
He wanted to batter the screen with his bare fists, smash it into a million shards. Instead, he buried his face in his hands and wept like a man who's lost his last chance for redemption.
Elberda stared at the suddenly blank screen.
That was cruel.
Dorn nodded minimally. Perhaps it was.
He's trying to find his family.
If he's telling the truth. Perhaps he's really a thief and wants to take our ship. Or Syracuse. Or both. That's far-fetched. Is it? Do you have any idea how many people he has aboard his ship? Thieves? Pirates?
The data from Ceres said he was alone.
Dorn almost smiled. I'm sure that if he spent the past several months recruiting cutthroats to serve under him, he wouldn't send updates to Ceres about it. Elverda had to admit that Dorn was right, but she said nothing to him. Then she realized that Dorn did not want to be confronted with the man whose ship, Doric Harbin, had crippled. Remember that other ship? Vogeltoat, Dorn said. They claimed they were in the salvage business. But it would be quite profitable to find a ship, get rid of its occupants, and sell it back at Ceres.
And you think that's what this man Zacharias is doing?
I'm not willing to take that chance, Dorn replied. There are only the two of us here. I've got to protect you.
I don't think we need protection from a man who's trying to save his family.
If that's what he's truly doing, Dorn said, looking up at the empty screen. Turning to the screen that showed the file on Syracuse, he noted, there are 4 people in the Zacharias family. He claims to be one of them. How did he get aboard Pleiades? Elverda nodded grudgingly.
You think he's lying, then?
Dorn ran his human hand across the etched metal of his chin. If he's telling the truth, if he really is who he says he is and is trying to rescue his family, he'll find a way to track us and let us lead him to Syracuse. A man desperate to save his wife and children will go to any lengths. A scavenging pirate will look for easier prey. Elverda hoped he was right.
Salvage ship Vogeltoat. Bridge. The bridge was crowded, hot and sweaty, with Vogeltoat's entire crew jammed into the compartment. Volker had called them all in to plan how to handle the ship that was nearing them. The Hunter, he said jovially. We haven't lost her after all. Only 2 people aboard her? One of the crewmen asked. The man on duty at the communications console looked up from the data displayed on his screen. 2 people, he confirmed. One's listed as a priest, and the other's a woman.
A woman?
She's over 100, for Christ's sakes. Some famous artist named Elverda Apicheta. Hunching forward slightly in his command chair, Volker remembered, I met her back when that Humphrey's captain forced us to give the ship back to her.
That's the same ship we've been looking for.
That's what I said, the Hunter.
The ship we let go, Kirk said, throwing an accusing glare Volker's way. With a widening smile, Volker said, "And now she's coming back to us, nice and sweet."